ידי תורי רבי יוסי חזן.
There's a medrash plia in this week's parsha, which is Toshu Barabin. The medrash says, "Lo niskara daiti shel Iyuv ad shero parshas ishukis hazriyah." Iyuv didn't cool down from his complaints, his tightness, to the Eibishter until he saw parshas por adum, a parshas ishukis hazriyah. And what in the world is the chapter? So, to understand this, Chazal tell us that Iyuv was Mitzrayim. All the Yisurim he went through. Because he felt discomfited. He said, Ishtam v'yosher, sar meira, nervous. To understand this, what happened, what has Tazriya, Ishaki Tazriya, how does it take away the tightness of you? There's a kash in the Zohar. This week's parasha starts, Ishaki Tazriya. The Zohar HaKadosh asks, L'chura, the Tazriya is totally irrelevant here. It should have said, very simply, as the Zohar HaKadosh asked, or Chaim HaKadosh, also all the Mepharshim asked, it could have just said, Ishak Yisaili, the older Zohar, Ishak Yisazriya. The Hekton, there's a word from the Dibur Shlomo, Shlomo Lutzky, one of the great Talmidei HaMagid, the Rebbe of the first Belzer Rebbe. He says, Azoy, Rashi says, on the Pasuk, Yimei Nidas Dvoiso Titma, Rashi says, even though there's no doubt, which is the Memes Vachlikus in the Gemara. Shelvus Tashayla, Menole, Rashi, how does Rashi know even without blood? Right? Whatever. I'm not going through the whole Shaklatayo. It's cash. Now, the famous Gemara in Soita says about Soita, Beniksa Benizra Zora, that if she drinks the Mayim HaMa'or and she was pure, she hadn't sinned. So Beniksa Benizra Zora, what's Pshat? Rabbi Kippa says, if she didn't have children until now, now she will be able to bear children. To which her parfen tells Rabbi Akiva, Oy Bazai, all the Akoris will be Soisim, as you find the one man of the Chana. So Rabbi Tarfin teaches, Beniksav and Nizra Zora, that if here the two, she gave birth, Bitzar, the Etzim, Tel Dibonim, now she will give birth, Bereva. To which every all the first mass, so Oy Bazai, Isho, is Karas, Bitzar, will now also, what's the right? Bechal, the Farshim asked, Meila Rabbi Akiva Veniksa Venizra Zora. If a person who here was found to be pure, right? Then Venizra Zora. Rav Tarfon, how does he find in the words Veniksa Venizra Zora that she's Yeledes Berebach with ease? So he says a Moedir Dikab, the Dibur Shlomo says a Moedir Dikab chapter. It says, by remember, Parei hires two Mialt, Shifrin Pu, Risa Malav Noim, Bein Huva Amisim. And then it's they don't do Kerchival and Pari, and they come. Pari calls them in. Like, what's going on here? So he says, "Kilo ikenoshim amitzrius ebrios ki chayes hein." The Jewish women are what's a chayes hein? Nor Chazal say going so to David Beis, but the birth of Yecheved by Yecheved gave birth to Moshe. It says vatar vateleit. Makish, we compare the heroine to the ledo, just like the heroine was shalei b'tzar, so too. The lady was shalom. Mikan, we learn that noshin tzidkoni is loyu pitzkon shalchav. Righteous women don't have the tzar of the curse of chava, but etzav tel dima. Oibazoi, by Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us, bischus noshin tzidkoni is nigalav is hena Mitzrayim, the maflik and the tzidkus of the women of Mitzrayim. And we know in Svarim HaKadoshim the word chai, like we have by Benayo Ben Yod, Ben Ish Chai. Chai is a kinui for a tzadik. Right? The Jewish women are different. The Bitzchinas Sidkonius and Sidkonius are not in the Pisco Shel Chava, and therefore they don't feel any tzar later. Asher Alkein, they don't need the Mialtas to help them out. Oy Bazoi, that is the Diuk. Isha Ki Sazria, the older Zohar. We're Makish the Zria to the Hiloda. Just like the Zriya Shalei Bitzar, Af. So the Pasuk wanted to tell us that with Mishloe, we're dealing here with what? Noshin Tzidkonius. And therefore, right? You don't have to say that the women will go and be master themselves with the friend of the man, because they can do tshuva. It's much easier, right? And get involved in all this rumor and whatever. You have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, the Bezionis, etc., etc. And that is the says the I saw from one of the Avner Rebbe, the Sefer Oyev Chesed, says Mary Digavor. That's pshat that the pasuk says Shomer Mitzvah Leidora Dovara pasuk in Kehelas. That therefore Eiv was Mitzrayim Al Yisur was complete a shver mamish the Eibush stopped the mamish oinchin Yisur and Kefelah. And he couldn't, he was in Mitzrayim until he came to Ishuk Yisazriyah. And from here you see that women, this is called the Shema Mitzvah Leid Zavarah. He's having Yisurim, it must be Epis Sefel. And therefore, after Eve saw the parasha of Ishuk Yisazriyah, he was no longer complaining, he had to make a cheshba and effort for Tzutzutah. Just Derech Agav, Lahoyer, just a very similar word is found. You remember the pasuk said by Rivka? By Yisroi Tzutu Abonim Bekirba. But the chlidrash, as I said, pasuk is a lot of kashas. So it's not a moiri to get bored from the ostrosa. Rashi brings on the pasuk, harba arba etzvoynech veironech. I must have told you this 100 times. Be'etzav tel dibonim. So Rashi brings it to Gemara in Erev and Dakuf. What's the chesmin? Harba arba etzvoynech. That's tzar gidul bonim. Veironech. The tzar heroin carrying the baby. Be'etzav tel dibonim. That's the tzar later. Hello? You don't got to be a rocket scientist or a genius to work out. There's something wrong here with the order. Hello? As the Mashah asks Al-Asar. Normally the order is first you have Tsar Heroin, then you have Tsar Leid, and afterwards Tsar Gidul Bonim. It only gets worse as the kids grow up, right? And then his parents will know. Right? We hear the order is Tsar Gidul Bonim. So the Ostrof that says in the Sefer Arthur is a Moirithi Gavort. Do women have to have children? We pass on women out, but we keep sure. Women are Peturas from Piriviv. Do women have any mitzvah in having children? Says the Gemara in Yevamos, they have a mitzvah of Lashevus. Yeah, you with me? How many children does a woman have to be Makayah the mitzvah of Lashevus? Need anyone alive? You don't got to go very far in Eben Ezra, Siman Aleph. The Taz says yes, but only one child, a Ben or a Bas. Oy Bazoi, since Shoyim a mitzvah of the Zavara and and shluchim mitzvah in nizokin, right? So the first child, a woman, if she's tzedekis and everything is l'shem shemayim, then the first child she should be potter from any tzar. So where does the tzar start? From the tzar gidul bonim, harba arba etzvoynich. Then comes the tzar heroin by kid number two, and be'etzav tel dibonim for the birth, right? That's the order in Chazal in the Gemara Erevin. Mashenkin the medrash who puts the order fakert. Right? Hello. Yeah? That's according to the Shita of the Bash there, who holds that women are Peturas and Gansen from Lashevus. Therefore, it starts from what? The Tzar. Hello? It doesn't start from the Tzar Gidul Bonim. It starts from Kipshutri from before. Okay. Norvos. How do you know that Shluchim Mitzvah in Nizokin? Anyone ever learn Pesachim here? Beginning of Pesachim? So one of the Makaris is the possible Yach made Ish Es Artsacha Balo Yischa. Even if you're animal, you're everyone's other egg, right? Who's going to be watching your animals when they're Roya and they're? So the Avish will protect it. The Yach made is that. Maybe a weasel Achvesa will come and eat it up. Es, says Toysvis, is a Rebu. Yeah, it's like the beginning of Tafches, where is the Psoch? That only makes sense if you Darshin Es. But Nachov Bezim Psoch and Viter, the Machloik, Shimon and Suni, the Yerushal Esach and Batei. Kivin Shigil as Hashem Lekechotira Pirush. Atzerovi Kivin is taught as Hashem Lekechotira L'Rabbis. So according to Rabbi Kivin, you could dash an Essen. According to Shimon Amsuni, you cannot dash an Essen. So whether Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizokin is only in this Machlekes. That's Pshat Rizka Imenu wants to have a child to Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Loshim Tzidkoniyos Lehepisun Shalchavo. She shouldn't be feeling any pain. Always the pasuk says, "Vayisroi tzavonim v'kirba." But the imkain lamas ranechin. Like Rashi says, "Why am I begging the Eibushim for children if I'm not mechuyev in this?" Always this is totally if shluchim is ve'inon nizok. Hello, but and that depends on the machlekes Rebbe Kiva and Shimon and Sunni. Vateilech lidroish es Hashem. Who's halacha like? Are you protected from pain or not? That's gevalt. And he goes on and on and on. I'm not going to bother. The word here is al koponim, that when a person is mekayim a mitzvah, l'shem shemayim, he should be protected from any tzar, any pain, any suffering, any anguish. Yeah, though. And therefore, Eiv with Mitzrayim al Yisurim, until he came to Ishak Izazriya, where he sees a woman could be protected, therefore she's not suffering from dam, therefore Rashi Chab, that even below Tzichas HaKever, even below dam, she's what? She's protected, right? So Eev now said, I must have done, something's wrong somewhere. Why Tak Eev is a Kalat Tzadik? Where did he go wrong? You know who Eev was? Let's tell you Derech Agav, by the way, parenthetically, in case they ever ask you this in a pub quiz. Anybody know who Eev was? A Gilgal of who? Oh, come on, man. There's like 3 gazillion... Hello. Eev was a Gilgal of Terach. Hello? You ever heard this before? So brings Rabbeinu Harizal. And he, Mrs. Eev was the Gilgal of Karnavoy ben Bas Amaslo, the mother of Avraham Avinu. You ever heard this before? Hello? No? Now, there's a whole cheshvan that Eberster has that very often the most highest neshamas, the loftiest, holiest neshamas, and they're the ones who are going to bring the geula to the world and the tikkun hashalom, and you can imagine the Satan works overtime to stop their being born, right? It's always born in dodgy circumstances, like in, whether it's Loit and his daughters, or Yehuda and Tamar, or David, etc., as everyone knows. They're the biggest kitrug min hashamayim. So what does the Eibishter do to be mesama the Einei HaKitzonim? He dresses it up in weird and like the most Talmudica situations, and from there, Dafka will come, who was Terah? It was Be'ikud, Darizal says, two Averis, that Terach was like the miracle. First of all, he's an Oyver Avodah Zorah. He was like the Koimer, the chief, the Pope for Avodah Zorah. Achutz Dem, you know how Avraham Avinu was conceived? Terach lived with his wife, Beshashi Zanit. I, in the Horus from Shmuel Vital, on the Kisvi Arizal. I, but every Goy is a Baal Anidah, because they never go to Mikvah. Or even the Goyim HaKadmoyim were porush b'mei nidos. And Avram was conceived dafka as a b'shas nidos. Asher al-gain, do that, too many, like, gefelt. But this is like the highest, holiest neshama in the Omkei HaKlippis. And therefore, Avram Avinu had to undergo through the Kibshon Oesh. And therefore his father, by the way, was called Terach, Miloshen Resicha. He had to go this fiery furnace, so she became a Ger Tzedek and Panam Chadosh as well, and he severed all his biological connection to his parents. He's David departed him from Kibbutz Ova'im. He's no longer the son of Terach. Mitchila Oivdei Avodazara Hayu Abiseinu. The Achshav, now we have no longer any connection whatsoever to Terach, as the Meforshim say. Yeah. And that's Pshat, the Pasuk says, even Kabil Yudal, Mi'itin Torah, Mi'tamay Le'echot, who brought Avram, Torah, the Avram, from Terach, who's the Tomei, only the Eibishter has that Kuyach. And that's why Eiv, who's the Gilgal of Terach, is called Sar Meira. So the reason says, if you call Sar Meira, you go away, Izachariah, initially you were Ra, and you moved away from it. By the way, who is the Avram Aviva's mother? Karnavoy Bas Amaslo. What happened to her? She's also in this galgal. Just by the way, I'm telling you just this information if you ever get asked in a pub. Hello? Karnavoy Ben Amaslo with this galgal. And you know who? Anybody out there? Guys are schluffing the berries. A lady called Dina Basleya. Hello? You're not going to be a rocket scientist to figure out that Dina, Dalit, Yud, Nun, Hey, scrambled letters, you get the word. Nido. Because this is the source of all tumah varayis, right? Therefore, she would discuss with him. Then Shechem ben Chamor kept her and ma'anis her. Hello, and therefore he was shoyev all the tumah from Dino, which is the Gilgal of Karnavay. And then she married Shimon, and eventually she married, guess who? After Shimon died, she married Eiv. But that's the whole shmuz in itself. Am I telling you something new? Okay, whatever. By the way, what happened to Eiv? He had Shchin. And Shchin, says the Arizal, is a form of, guess what, in this week's parasha? Tzaraas. You with me? Why? Because it says in Zohar HaKadosh, it says in the Medrash Rabbah, this week's parsha, that Habol Anida, if a person lives with Anida, he's Loike Bitzaras. Hello? There's a pasuk, if I'm not mistaken, you think you say every day in most Neschos? Yimin Hashem Medori Bakoyach, Yimin Hashem Tirat Oyev. Scramble the letters of Tirat Oyev. What do you got? Tzaras Iv. Because he's the Gilgul, the Tikkun of the Terach Baal Ishtoi when she was a Nida. Right? It says, Vavadatem, you say in the second parish of Shema. Right? You worship Avid Zorah, then it says, V'chora Af Hashem Bochem. Rashi Tevis? Iv. So say Avid Zorah, say Nida. And that's why after Avram was Gimalit, and he was this Allah to a much higher Madrega in Kedusha, Paul says, Vayera Elov Havaya Be'eloine. Mamre. Hello? Where the Rashi Tevis, Vayera Elov Havaya Be'eloine? Eve. Where's Eve come in the picture? Hello? Because it says, Kichoim Hayoim. What's the Gimachi of Hayoim? Benizu. Right? He comes now to find the tikkun for his father. Good old Terach, right? And now starts the Gilgul of the Neshama right afterwards, and he comes down, Eov is born. And that Madrega he was able to do after the Kedusha of Mil. Okay, Akhman, this is all an introduction to what I want to talk about today. Al-Kapadim, Eov had to suffer because he was the Gilgul of Terach and Balan Nida. Right? And therefore we have the Parsha, Isha Ki Sazri of Yol Dezocher, right? By the way, Tazria is Gimatria Shemayim Voritz. There's a parsha which writes the Chibur of Ruchnius and Gashmius. Because Shemayim Yal, Val Oretz Mitocha, Shemayim is the Neshama. No? Same Gimatria, by the way. And Oretz is the Guf. And the Inyanim of Kedusha and Taharan, this week's parsha of the Inyanim of the Chibur of Shemayim Voritz. And therefore, the opening words of this week's parsha says that Tfilotadik, Ish, Rashi Tevis, Isha, Kisa, Zriya, V'yol, Dezocher, is 434, which is Gimachi, Mashiach, Ben David, Molei, and many other things which ain't coming about. All I'm saying is, there's a thing of Geula connected to this week's parsha. So, okay. After having said this, I want to deal with today a very simple, basic, fundamental question. Okay. The Torah in this week's parsha starts off with the Tumah of Yeledeth. If he gives her to a Zachar, she's tummy for 7 days, in the cave of 14 days, etc. And go on. Can I ask you a question? A cloth guy. The Tumah of Yeledeth. Hello? Every school child knows. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Lamed Beis. Yosef, Rabbi Gamliel, the Kodorish, Asid the Isha Shetelet B'chol Yom. When Mashiach comes, a woman will give birth every day. Shenemar, Hora of Yeledeth, Yacht. Yeah? The pasuk simply, if you're just reading the Haftarah, right? Normally with Taich as a child. It says, Hinni mevi yisra me'eretz sofim, v'kibat v'yakzi oretz, bom iver opiseach, horo v'yeledes yach. The Avish will gather all the ingatherings, all the sick people, all the brachal yidin, horo v'yeledes yach. Those who are pregnant, those who are giving birth. But chazal Taich ha'gamlil, horo v'yeledes yach, means, at the same time, 1 minute you're horo, the next minute, you let. How does Rashi teach? Listen to Rashi. B'yoyim shehora zeh, yoyledes blad acher k'moy tarnegoylus. The Gemara says, machver k'moy tarnegoylus. Right? Kivon she mishameshes b'chol yoyim, nim to yoyledes b'chol yoyim. Since he's mishtamit every day, therefore she has a child, Mashiach will come, she'll have a child every day. So Mashiach will come, I simply learned from Rashi, she's a zakek l'bayla every day, and every day she becomes expecting, and every day she gives birth. You're happy with that? Earth calling, start the day. That means you start the day as proud, you finished the sleep, and now you're awake, right? Are you with me? Yeah? How in the world, Harav Yeledes Yachtov? Hello? There's a Tuma of Yeledes. Yeah? So you have to have a minimum of 7 or 14 days between. So how could it be horror veil? Rashi says b'chol yom. She's tummy. What? Okay, hold, my dear sweet. Are you so sure? Okay, 1 second. Someone once asked the Rebbe a kasha. In the Rebbe said in the Eretz Hakodesh Simcha Chavuv, right, that even when Mashiach will come, the laws of Tumas Hayeledes will be relevant, right? Yeah. And but so how could it be if how could it be Hayeledes Yachtov? Said the Eretz Kasha. So the Rebbe answered. The Alter Rebbe bavorns this al asar in Perichov in Simcha Vov in the Eretz Hakodesh because he says the mibia achas from the one bia shall have children every day, like a tarnegulis has a shlal of beitzim, right? But it's from one bia, it's from one, and it just gives birth, and the egg comes out day after day, right? So says the Alter Rebbe, so says the Gro in his Pirush on the Gemara and Shabbos, and so the Makom Emes is the Shalom HaKadosh. Are you with me? Good? So no problem. There's one bia, and there's children born every day from it for a long time, whatever, until, great. The only problem is, that's fine, but that's not what Rashi said. Rashi says, Kivan Shemeshameshes b'chol yoyim nimtzi yeledes b'chol yoyim. According to Rashi, there's a bia every day. If there's a bia every day, hadrakushi l'duzlu, l'shitas Rashi. You with me? L'chura, Rashi has a very simple answer. Because Chazal say, in the same, Igeres Kodesh Simon Chavav, the Alter Rebbe brings the Maimon Chazal and Sanhedrin, that mitzvahs b'teilois losid lovi. If mitzvahs b'teilois losid lovi, as you're saying, so you got no problem, because there's no, the Torah is not there. Yeah? But the Alter Rebbe there says, to be, why the Alter Rebbe doesn't accept this, and why Rashi obviously doesn't accept it. So maybe, in the Chura you could say that when it says Horavila, this Yachto, we're talking about in the Zman, when Mrs. Potato is lost his love. This can't be pshat. Why? Because everybody knows, before the era of Chiyas HaMesim, there's Kufas HaMashiach. In Kufas HaMashiach Gufa, it's based on a Tosfos head, there are two Kufas in Yemei HaMashiach Gufa. There's Tchilas Yemei HaMashiach, which the Machloik is what will happen. And Shitas HaRambam is Ein Bein. Yemei HaMashiach L'zman HaZeh, only Shibun Malchus B'lvod. Everything will be natural, and all of the Mesholim, the Maamar Chazal, are all Mesholim. Shitas HaRambam, hello? And then even in Shitas HaRambam, afterwards, after Tchias HaMesim will come, Tchias HaMesim is, by definition, a Nes, it's above Teva. Then will come, according to Chulchuli Alma, even the Rambam, a period of miraculous, supernatural, transcendent, extraordinary events. Hello? So the Rebbe asks, so why does the Rambam, when the Gemara says, the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayim, it's like Doma, Techelek, when the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed, Asid Eretz Yisrael Shetoytzi Kli Guskois in Kli Melas, the trees in Eretz Yisrael will give off ready-made cakes and ready-made garments, everything will be ready-made. So says the Rambam, this is a moshul, not literal. But if you hold that even the Shitas HaRambam, subsequently in Yom Yisrael Mashiach, there will be a supernatural period. Why does the Rambam have to learn a Derech Moshul? Why can't the Rambam learn a Kipshutei? So the Rebbe the Ha'ora, from the Tzayin, where is the Mokar in Pasuk that Eretz Yisrael will give out gluskois, ready-made, edible cakes? Because the Pasuk says in Kapitel Ayin Beis, he pisas bor ba'oretz. How does Kapitel Ayin Beis in Tilim start? Anyone out there? What? We're starting off with what? The son of David and Shlomo, Mashiach, who will... So everything which will have in Kapitel Ayin Beis, which the Gemara then darshens, and all the Yehudim, La'asid Lavoi, are all dealing with Chilas B'yaz HaMashiach. Oy Bazoi, when the Gemara is there, says... That horror of the Aled, this Yachtov, that Asid the Isha Shetel B'chol Yoyim, what's the beginning of the Pasuk? Hinani maybe Eska Meret, Sofim, Biki Batim, Yachtov, Yachtov. We're dealing with the beginning of Yom Yisrael Mashiach. Hello? Hello? And Tchilas Yom Mashiach, which is, right? Everything will be natural. if everything will be natural, so you can say it is not yet the period of mitzvahs betela yislas ed lovi. He's still chayiv in mitzvahs. So we're back to square one. How could Rashi say that asir the isha shetela b'chol yom shamish every day that the isra of tumas hamest tumas ha'beiletz? Are you with me? Anyone out there? How could a woman conceive and give birth to a child every day if in this week's parish it says v'tomah shivas yom, minimum? So Alter Rebbe says, doesn't mean she was shamish every day. This is the shaloh, the gro, and the balatanya, right? And I can, if I wanted to go through, I go to the sugi, the neidah bihudin, or shalom eishiv, whatever, we could do, whatever, that's what we pass. Aber, according to Rashi, was trapped. You can't say it's referring to the time of mitzvah tehillah lasa lovei, because that will be after, way after Mashiach comes, after Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the Pasuk is talking about right when Mashiach comes. So the simple answer in all the Svarim is that there is a measure Sheikh HaTov in Mizmor Kufnen Bov, wrote in Yalkut Ruveini. It says the Pasuk Hashem Matir Asurim, which Hashem Matir Asurim, there's Ein Isur Godul Min HaNidah, She Isher Reyadam Ba'asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baila, Ula Osid Love Hashem Matir Asurim, He'll be Matir Isur of Nidah. Hello? Are you with me? Why is that? So you this you mentioned that where is the mocker of the Isra Nidah? Who became the first Nidah? Chava. Hello? By the way, I mentioned before, Eiv, hello? You realize that Eiv is Gimatria Chava, 19. Because again, he's connected to the Isra of Nidah. And Nidah came when Adam HaRishon was Poigim. Remember we discussed countless times the three Alfin? Anyone out there? Anyone like? No? Well, give me a look. Remember, they were Adam Rishon Sid, and he was Poigim in the three Alfin, in the Aleph of Adnai, in the Aleph of Emes, and the Aleph of Odom. If you chop off the Aleph from Adnai, you're left with Din. You chop off the Aleph from Emes, you're left with Mes. If you chop off the Aleph from Odom, you're left with Dam. So where did Dam need this come into the picture? Actually, if you look in the Pasuk, Harba, Arba, Etzvoynech, the Balaturim, Alasar says, Etzvoynech is Dam Nida. So the existence of Dam Nida came only because of Chet, Etzadat, Chav, hello. Yes, you with me? Arba, and because of that, everything in the world is a Taruvus of Toivara. As every school child knows, hello. Mashiachim, when Mashiach comes, there's Ruach HaTuma, Avim, and Oret. Therefore, there won't be any more Dam Nida. And therefore, Rashi could teach. In other words, the portion explained, since all the Prote Ateva when Mashiach comes will be Tor, Asher Alkein, there'll be no longer Isr Nida, Hashem will be Matar Asurim. The Rashi holds that applies to both Isr Nida and the Tumah of Yeledes. Asher Alkein, Har of Yeledes Yachsev, Al Sagit. The Alter Rebbe, the Grav, the Shalom, didn't learn that way. Why? Because they say this applies only to the Isser of what? To the Isser of Nida, not to the Isser of Yeledes. And one has to understand, what is the difference between them? Because the Isser of Nida is a Tumah, and it's a Dover Tivi, and it's in Teva Ha'ulim. Much inkin Ziva, which is a various that a person Megara Alibu Dinapshi, difference in Yerol, if you ain't been Nida or Nida. And it's also, Yeledes is not a Dover, a Tumah Tivis, according to some. We'll talk about it. Even though the Rambam is Mashva, the Isra of Nida and Yeledes, or Berdes Shaz and Chuvis, based David, from the Nachos David, explains how pilkul in the Indian of Emachzikin Isra Isra Isra, are you Machzik from Isra Nida to Isra Yeledes? And the bottom line is, Enachanami in most dinim, the Tumah, the dinim of the same, or Afal Pikain, the Siba for the Isra Nida and the Siba for Yeledes is two radically different things.
Don't they both come from the Chet Eitzavah?
That's what you say.
That's what brought that.
Ah?
Brought in sperm.
Which sperm do you use? The Isra of Nida is a Vada from the Eitzavah. I just said that. Hello. Whether what is pshat in Yeledes, hello, that we could talk. I'll give you just, okay, we could talk about it like a whole day and a whole night. I'll give you one shtickle for a bilchon, Hashem Yikum Dov. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tesam and Aleph, right? Says how a shivcha cannot, right? Is she metame beleda? Yes, because it says isha, right? Isha, she's a woman. She metame yelitz. Yeah. The Gemara in Yevomis Daf Ayin Dali and Avodah Zarah Daf Mabez and Anila Daf Tesvov. Tosfos says, how do you know a shivcha is metame as a yelitz? Because there is shalva lo lo, any din that applies to a Jewish woman, right, applies to a shivcha. So Rabbi Chanan says, why did the Gemara in Tzachim not learn, like Tosfos, three places, mitzad de gzeir shalva lo lo? Now here you have to halk up. It's like a very edel as far, Rabbi Chanan says. The shayla is, and this we could go to town, it took hours about this, is the gzeir, is the tumah of the yeledes mitzad the isha, or is it mitzad the vlad? What is the goyim of the woman becoming tamei after giving after childbirth? Mitzad the vlad, portion of the vlad. What is the goyim of the tum? In other words, is it a tum of the vlad, or is it a tum which is goyim the tum in the mother, or is it a tumah of the lady?
Even she's not really damaged, she's also told me about it as a
vlad. By the way, just before I even begin to deal with this hakira, let me just parenthetically add, just for your amusement or whatever, there are actually different days in Hashem Mater Asurim, right? There is a fast, I'm just throwing this out for your edification, for your knowledge, whatever, you can tell your wife in the Shabbos, whatever, right? There are actually different days, right? What will happen in the future, in Mashiach's side. Will there be? I said there will be no longer Isser Nida and Isser, right? The Chesed Lavrom from the Chidoz Zeda says yes, that, but that only applies for Tzaddikim. It doesn't apply for Rishon or Beinin, like for ordinary people. People who will be still Nenna from the Eitz Hadas to Yivara will still have Isser Nida. Only Tzaddikim, Balei Madrega, will no longer have any form of Tum. Like, lay the whole Pasha deals with Tzaraas, Negoyim. Hello? The Pasha will be Negoyim in Mashiach. Hello, you with me? By the way, hello? When Mashiach comes, how do you like that? The only reason that people are born, Yidin, are born with an Orlo is because of the Chet of Chav. Once she has this Iruv of Tevara, then the child born to Chava, Yidin even, they're born with an Orlo, which is Ra, Gimel Klitz Meis. Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, there's a whole load of sources I can show you in Arachayim HaKadosh, and a machne and kiddushin from the Baflo and in Panam Yafis and in the Chsoifer and in Sfas Emes, all over the place, right? I show you what sources. When Mashiach comes, Yidin, Mashenkin Akum, will be born without an Orlo. You ever heard that before? Just by the way, just parenthetically, let me just add another interesting piece of information. There's a daya in Chazal, the Pasuk says, Tachas Avisecha Yu Bonecha. Hello? When Mashiach comes, every woman will have 600,000 children. Just like Avisecha in Mitzrayim, where Shishim Ribui, tell your wife to start preparing. We'll have Shishim, but there won't be any tzar, there won't be any pain, there'll be Parnosa Barchova, Shashet, Lashna Rambam, and the Lachem Shashet, Shatoivati, Mishmoth Harvey, the Chalamadanim, Yimitsuya, the Offer, Blia Isakal, Oilam, and Adas, and Shebul Hosh. You don't gotta worry. You don't gotta get up. Huh? Yeah, but so what? My dear, sweet, holy friend, you're asking a kasha that you can't ask the rabbi of Holy Law. Ask him a kubel. Next time you see a guy walking down the street with a green turban, ask him. I'm beyond my pay grade, as we say. There also is a day, by the way, Chassid Sofer, the mocker nobody knows, apparently. Chassid Sofer says, Asid the Isha Shetel of the Chol Yom, it'll also be Shisha Bekeres Achas. How do you like that? Then the mocker is the Rabbeinu Bechaya. We could talk about a Kimea Eitz, Kimea Ami. Just like trees give off new branches and fruit every day, Mashiach will come, there'll be an abundance of children. Just by the by. So the Pashtus Rashi, just getting back to the topic, Shitas Rashi is, you know, there's a whole Chakira in London, Engels, Tutuch Welten. is the Isra Vanidin, is the Erva, is the Tumah, right? Al Derech Zeh Ba'ilah, that's the Pashtus one Mahalach, this is what Rashi would learn, and this is all this forum speak about. What happens is, you know, the Gemara says, Nidin Daf Lamed, that what does the child do when it's in utero, in the mother's stomach? What does he do? There's a Malach which comes down from heaven, and it teaches him Kalafei Rekula, and he's a Ur, and he sees Misoif Eilam Bat Soifai, and then when he's about to be born, the Malach comes, gives him a clip, and he forgets it. What's this Malach here for? Because the Pash is one way of learning it. This is what I'm saying. The Mokara. Let me ask you another question. This drives you crazy completely. Anybody know how many tribes did Jacob the patriarch have?
12.
Very good. Excellent. Outstanding. At least someone's alive here. Yeah, hello. In how many years did it take him to give birth to whatever the 12 tribes? Hello? 7. Good. Hello? How do you fit all these tribes into 7 years? I knew that also. I also know as a kid in Cheder with sore childs, I went to learn Parshas Vayetzeh. Take Leah. How could she have had so many children in that time? Al Korchach, you make a Cheshbon, which is Shem Yishmuel in this week's Parshas, in Tafresh Ayin Dalet, says, Al Korchach, he did not keep Tumas Hayaletis. Otherwise, the Cheshbon doesn't work out, that you fit in all the show. The Kumtas, Yankov, the Cheshbon, but didn't keep Tumas Hayaletis. Hello? Work it out. Anyway, Akitzur Amasa. So he said, listen. So you could learn, what is the mocker of Tumas Hayaledes? Simple word. When a woman is carrying a child, she had a whole Bismedrish. She got Malachim flying around there. The Bismedrish. The mama's like, well, you're called Teruku. Hello? Yeah? How does she give birth? The Gemara said, the beginning of the Sechta Tainis. One of the Gimel Mateches, which is the Eibush Bechoy Dev Achmir takes care of, so that the amount of, by the way, since the kid is in a place of Tumah, and the Heim Ba'ova in Chalalti, right? Therefore, the kid is in danger of being swamped in the Tumah, which is the Tumah of Chava, from the Eitz Hadas, right? Therefore, we have this big, tremendous light, Lichtigkeit, and Kedusha, which protects him from that. Kivin Shiatar Lavira Oilam, the Tumah goes back to the mother, and therefore she's tummy 7 days. Where does the tumor, what's left in the child, go? In the orla. And therefore that's the hemshich. He becomes pure, but the mother, her tumor remains every month. She becomes a nida, which is the shirayim from the chet eitz hadas. You with me so far? Anybody out there? And now you understand why in the keva has double the amount of tumor. Because there's no arla to cut off. Make anything clear? That's one way of looking at things. Oh, I can tell you a whole lumdus here, Gedvar Avram, whatever. To understand the Rebbe Chaim I mentioned before. I'll try to make it as simple as possible. When a child is born, right? I'm trying to make it easy. Okay, let's take like a simple example. Isha kisa zriya. So we ask the kasha, what is zriya coming here? The ikar is the birth. Okay, so the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuflamet. Omer Belozer, kol she'imait tmei leida, nimol lishmen. If the mother becomes tamei on childbirth, the child has bris at the 8th day. And if she doesn't become tamei in childbirth, then the kid is bris is not on the 8th day. Let's take a simple example. A child is born through a cesarean. Does the woman become Tamei Aleda? No. Is the child's bris on the 8th day? Here am I, no? It's Machlekes. Machlekes in the Gemara. Reb Lezer says yes. Reb Lezer says no, because Isha Kisa Zriya, the older Zachar, the Tom, and then we have Meshmini. But if the mother's not Tamei, to which Abaya asks him, hey, wait a minute, before Matan Torah, hello? Yeah, before Matan Torah? Did Avram Avinu, would they mal 8 days? Yeah. Would they tmei later? No, because that was given only in this week's parish. Hello? And yet they were mal 8 day. To which he answers, Nitna Torah, Mischat Shalach. You with me? And the Rambam in Perik Aleph Hilchos Milah Halacha Zayin passes like Abaye that a Yoytze Doifin is Nimel Bishmei. To which the Dvar Avram, the Kavan Rav, asks the obvious question. It says every time it says Leido, Leido always means naturally. L'chura Yoytze Doifin is not a form of Leido. Yes. So how come by the passion of Avraham Avinu, it says in Pasuk, right? It says Lashon Leida, Yilid Bayis, birth. But if you say that what? Hello. If you say that Yetzer Doifin is not called a Leida, yes. So why should the Rambam Paskin that is Yetzer Doifin is Nima Lishmeida? So the Avraham is Mechalik, and this is Mamish the Yisrael of Rebbe Chanan before. There's two things you could be done. You could be done on the Maisa of the mother. Is this a Maisa Leida, Klape the mother? Or is it a Maisa Leida, Klape the child? We could talk about it for ages. When is a child born? When he puts out his head, his padachas, his forehead, his nose, whatever, we could talk about all the sugyas and gemara. Hello? But until the whole child comes out, it's still called the Maisa Leida mitzad the Yeledes. So it all depends on the Nidin. I could go through 20 sugis, whatever. Are we dining mitzad the mother, or are we dining mitzad the child? The child is one thing, that a child becomes an independent Bria. Or we're dining mitzad the mother, when is there a Maisa Leida? And the two are not synonymous. I gave you 25,000, got 100 different gemara, b'chayrus gemara, in two places, in Chulin, etc., etc. What? Peterechem by b'chayr, to be a b'chayr. If the b'chayr was Yitzhak Doivin, he's not a b'chayr. But he's called a zachar to take away a chalik from the child one is a b'chayr, naturally. And child 2 and 3 are one of the Yitzhak Doifin. That's the Gemara Baba Basis, of Kuf Chav Zayin, which he does take away a chalik from the Bechira. Are you with me? Yeah. Depends what you're being done. When you're done, B'chad Ha'ilo Zas Ha'ein, then Yitzhak Doifin is not a birth from the mother's perspective. If you're being done, B'chad the child, right? Then he is born. He's independent. So, the bottom line is, if you're saying that where does tumma come from? If the hand, I'm not telling you, the Kotzker says, a woman's walking around and she's carrying a baby, it's a whole bismedj. Then the Eibishter comes and there's a Gevaldik Kedusha. So the Rechaim HaKadosh tells us, whenever you have a Gevaldik Kedusha, right, and then it leaves suddenly, in that vacuum, comes to Tumma. Want to be sure you have you have a honey pot and you pour out the honey, but the zvuvim come, dafka, the leftover honey. You with me? So here the Eibishter is, so the Shem Yishmul brings this from his Zayda, from the Kotzker, but he asks, Oy Bazoy, after Shabbos everyone should be Tumma, because he had an Neshama Yisera, and the Neshama left. So why don't you Tumma after Shabbos? Hello? The answer is because you're Sulachai, you left with the Neshama. So mainly you have a neshama in a goof, and the neshama goes to heaven. I understand. Right? But here, hello, she's giving birth to a yidishikin. Where's the source of tumma? So the Shem Yishmul explains the source of tumma is because there's always a shikul yitahara in the creation of the child, in the yitzir, in the ishakizazriya of the child. Asher alkein, it comes out later that she has the Sarah Ibur. The Sarah Ibur and the Shalei Lishma in the beginning are totally Hobal. Right? Yes. Shem Yishmul says, Vatar Vateli, just like the Nashim Tzitkonius, the Zivug and the whatever is Batara, so to the, without any Tzar, so to the birth. So he says, Ein Hekish Lemechso, right? Just like no one has a child, right? Because for Hano, they have the child because the Eibishter said so. It's so to the Vatar, it's makish to the Vateleid, is also the same Kedusha. And therefore, the other way around, the Vatar is also connected to the Vateleid. And just like Vatar is Shalei, Vatar is Vateleid. You got my drift. By the way, therefore, by Yankov Avinu, who was Gevaldi Kedusha, there wasn't Stav in anything, therefore is able to have every 7 months have a child without any waiting, because the whole tumah of Yeled starts off when it's Shalei L'shem Shemayim. Or he was pure, he was Ka'adam Arishin, the Avos lived Me'enel Haba, right? And therefore there was no reason that the Avos HaKadoshim had to wait. No tumah Yeled. That's mitzad the chefza of the woman, the ma'aseh lady of the woman. If you're looking at the vlad, you could say very simply, in this woman there was a child. Till now it was uber yerach ima, it was a part of chelik of the mother. Now when he gets his independent identity, so she automatically lost, not the naveira, and therefore automatically does tum. And that is the machlekes Rashi and the others. Whether or not there will be initially a tum of isur nida ulzichur, where that means that teva brand the world, the tarubis, that will zichur disappear. Whether there'll still be an isur yeledes depends on you're looking beside the vlad or beside the mother. You hear my drift? Over aliba the chuliyam of the avoydim is manazeh. What happens if you have tum of the 7 days of the tarubis of teva brand this belt? The Torah gives you the eitzah ben shmoinas yomim. 8 days. What is eight? I discussed this last week. I wasn't here last week, unfortunately. But I discussed this in a different context. Eight is always that which is l'mailim and ateva and besiris nefesh. Brismila is eight. V'yamashmini, etc. Kain gadol, etc. Everything like that. Eight, when a person transcends the gevulus of his own teva and breaks himself to do the ratzon Hashem, then you transcend. Well, last week I was dealing with Aaron. Aaron is midas ha'hoy. Hoy is a good, a happy midah or a sad midah? You could say it's happy, but hoy, if you scramble the letters, you get the word
dova,
right? Which is called again dova. Hoy di nepach lemashris as the foreign language, right? You with me? What do you do when you have dova? You know what you do? You put eight in. What's the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet? Ches. If you put ches plus dova, what do you got?
Chedvo.
I was going to speaking at a Sheva Brachos. When you start the benching in Sheva Brachos, the minute the people read the piyut in the beginning of benching, Dvai Haser v'gam Chorin v'gam Ilaim b'shir Yorin. What's pshat? What makes sense? What does it do with the chasen, etc., etc.? I saw in Sforim Akdashim, from the Nokers, Tveres Bonim, from the Munkacher, from the Dakajiv, Mayuri Gavort. When a person is in pain, you're suffering, you're lost, sorrow, the pain sometimes becomes so intense you can't verbalize. Like by Mitzrayim, it says, Dibur was in Golos. They couldn't even express, they couldn't verbal, articulate. The Eibishter gave them back their tongue, and Vatal Shavos, and we got to Geula, which became the Yontif of Pesach, which Chazal Rizal tells us is Pesach. We got it, it's all speaking. The Eibishter's name of Midas Adin is what? Alikim, hello? If you take the Yud and the K out of Alikim, what are you left with? Elim. When the Eibishter will fulfill his promise, Divai Haser V'gam Chorin, and then there'll be Chasin once again, and the Ika Chasin of the Eibishter in Knesset Yisrael, and the Ish is Yud, and the Isha is Hey, as the Gemara says in Soito. You'll put the Yud and the K back into Elim, then you'll get the name Alikim. Alikim is, what is the Milu of Alikim? Hello. You're not going to be a genius. There's three ways of doing it. Depending on spell hey. Hey could be hey aleph, hey, or hey yud. Right? Hey aleph, elikim is 291. Hey is 295. How much is 295 and 291? Rabbi Shlomo?
586,
which is toikif, which is dinim. But if you mili yudin, it's 300, which is gimashi of rachmin. And then even the midas adin, alikim yuchaneni or cheni or panam b'zol, that even midas adin is maskim. That's why Isha Kitzariya, the older Zachar, is also the Rosh Tevis, is gimachia chesed din rachman. The Eves Helfen, she gave all call Yisrael, only brachas and Yeshuas. Which hapich midas adin, le midas chesed, which is only refuas and Yeshuas for all of call Yisrael.
Oh, I'm saying. Yeah. Oh.